In this country, today's health news includes a plan to help consumers get free access to health studies. The studies have been restricted, even though they were paid for with taxpayer dollars. Here's NPR's David Malikoff.
Researchers who get money from the National Institutes of Health publish more than 60,000 scientific papers each year. But getting a hold of them can be costly. Buying a single paper can run $20 or more. To remove such barriers, NIH will ask its scientists to put their papers into a free internet archive within 1 year of publication. Sharon Terry runs a patient advocacy group called the Genetic Alliance. She says access to the studies will help parents whose children have devastating diseases.
I find moms and dads who have actually made a difference in their children's care by bringing this information in, and sadly have even talked to people who couldn't bring this information in and the doctors made the wrong decision.
Scientists won't be required to go along with the new plan, but most probably will. That worries companies that make money publishing journals. They say the plan could cut profits. Nonprofit science groups are concerned, too. Many use journal revenues to pay for meetings and training. Martin Frank is with the nonprofit American Physiological Society. He says NIH ought to stick to research funding.
I think the government is trying to extend its reach beyond where it should be.
NIH plans to explain the new approach at a press conference this afternoon. David Malikoff, NPR News.